Good afternoon. Welcome to the programme. A bit cold, blimey. Let's dive straight into this story. I tried to avoid it yesterday, but it's grown and grown and unfortunately cannot be avoided any longer. Theresa May is facing a backlash, this time after she said EU workers would no longer be able to, in her words, jump the queue after Brexit. The SNP leader Nicola Sturgeon said the PM's words were disgraceful, and EU citizens living in the UK said they would fuel hate crimes against them. The comments came in a speech that Mrs. May delivered yesterday to the CBI, the UK's business leaders, in the city in which she vowed to end EU free movement after Brexit. Downing Street has since said EU citizens made an important contribution to the UK. Nice to know. Let's speak to Professor Christian Dussmann, who's the director at the Centre for Research and Analysis of Migration at University College London. Professor, welcome to the programme.
Hello.
Welcome, sir. Have EU citizens jumped the queue to be here?
Well, of course not. Being a member state of the European Union, British citizens have the right to live and work in all the remaining 27 EU countries, and many of the British citizens do so. In the same way than British citizens have, than European citizens have the right to live and work in the UK. So nobody has jumped a queue here. Those from European countries who came to us came mainly to work, and that was perfectly fine and is perfectly fine under EU regulation.
It was fine. Will it be fine? Because people who've come to the UK, EU citizens who've come to the UK, will need to apply for leave to remain. Much, you'll be acutely aware, Professor, that much is changing in the British political psyche at the moment.
Sure, absolutely. But, the comment Theresa May made was a backward-looking comment. It was referring to those European citizens who are here while the UK has been and still is a member state of the European Union. Now, besides that, European migrants to the UK have actually made a tremendous contribution to the UK fiscal budget. That is something our own research suggested some years back, and which has been reconfirmed in a very recent report by the Migration Advisory Committee, even more so than citizens from non-European countries.
I am aware of these reports, however, and certainly not in London, but outside London, across the country, across the rest of the United Kingdom, the mood seems to be changing. Can I ask you if you were surprised at the rhetoric Theresa May used yesterday?
Oh, no, absolutely not. That is a rhetoric which we have seen for quite a while now.
And does it, I mean, I don't know how long you've been out there, you don't have to answer that, but does it start, in the back of your mind, does it worry you a little bit?
Well, I've been here for more than two decades, I think I speak for many European citizens who feel very uncomfortable about this type of language.
I get that. But, of course, Mrs. May yesterday was talking to the CBI, but I think her speech was aimed at a wider audience.
Yeah, but I don't think this went down too well with the CBI. I mean, one of the big benefits of being a member state of the European Union is actually that employers have the possibility to draw not just on a labor market of 60 million, but on a labor market of 500 million. So if a company needs an expert or a specialist in a particular area, that company, that firm, can hire that specialist without any red tape from the entire European labor market. That clearly is a big advantage, which I am pretty sure is highly appreciated by British industry. And that has been very clearly said by many representatives of British industry who are very concerned about regulations in the future that may come up and that severely restrict their access to a European labour market.
Professor, can I ask you, do you think, as some have suggested, that the particular speech Mrs. May gave yesterday, alluding to EU workers jumping the queue, might fuel hate crimes, that somehow it might intensify the anti-European feeling that is kind of simmering across parts of the country?
I'm not sure about that. That was just a comment. We have heard many similar comments in the past. It clearly does.